SWSAH780 in Flat Rock. Both you guys sounded pretty good. Groveland Township, Kurt, you sounded real good as always. The other guy, a little scratchy, and like you said, maybe slipping off the transmission knob there. Yeah, most of the morning, I've had the radio on, just monitoring. It's been real scratchy all over the place, sometimes unreadable, but it seems that it has gotten better as the afternoon wore on.
WSG 448, yes, copy that, thank you for the reply, glad to know I'm getting out there,
I'm transmitting from a base station, my little antenna is about 26 feet up in the air, and I'm on a radiosity 40-watt radio currently on the 20-watt setting, and my coax is just a cheap piece of coax, over.
Yeah, I figured you were on a base. I don't get on my base too much anymore. I like handhelds, like messing around with them, see how far I can get them going. This is, I'm on Woshan UV9PG with Nagoya 701, and it's getting 21 miles to the Detroit repeater. That's what I'm getting you off, the 625 in Detroit.
Wow, that's impressive. Again, having a premium radio helps too, so good choice. Over.
Yeah, I got a bunch of CCRs, cheap Chinese radios. Got a bunch of those, like massing them out and stuff, playing with them. This is a decent handheld here. It's a $180 radio. It's super hat and everything. And it's a step up from the Bofangs for sure.
As I had mentioned earlier on the air, I've got a bunch of Bofangs too. I like the radio because it got me into this hobby, I guess. And then, you know, if I didn't like it, it wasn't like it was a big waste of money. And now I got a couple extra I can hand out to my neighbors. So it all worked out. Over.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I started the hobby about 5 years ago with UV5R, and I've got about five different renditions of the UV5R now, along with a bunch of other ones that, you know, just I use every once in a while. Got about 15 radios, got way too many. I'm constantly selling, buying, trading.
But it's fun. I mean, I haven't really done anything radio since I was young and we had CBs back a day, and yeah, I feel young again playing with the radios, and the handhelds are a lot of fun. I like walking around my yard with them and out in the woods to see if I can get anything. It's a good thing. Over.
Yeah, I started in the 70s, probably mid-70s. With the crystals, scanners with the crystals, and TVs. My bedroom's in the basement, so I had antenna wires running out the basement windows to the roof. Mom and Dad didn't like my antennas, but oh well, it's better than being out on the streets and getting in trouble.
Roger that. It reminds me of a time at my buddy's house. We had an FM antenna to try to pull away some rock stations out of state. We put that thing up so high that we couldn't get anything. It seemed like we missed everything. It was too funny. You could see it from the main road, but you couldn't see his house. Just too many good memories. Over.
Yeah, that's the thing about radio. There's nothing that's perfect. There's always something to do with it. Tweaking or whatever. There's always something to do. Never a moment, that's for sure.
WRPV 448 for identification purposes. Yeah, but Roger that. I mean, I'd like to be able to knock down my SWR a little bit. I got perfect SWR across the board except for the one channel I'm on. It's a little high, and you're right. There's always a little tweaking. I've got a better piece of coax. I just don't want to get the ladder out. So it's all good. Over.
Right. It's all good. Till tomorrow. For sure. All right, Groveland, 488. Kurt, I'll let you get back to it. I'm going to grab some dinner here, give the dogs some dinner, watch the rest of the football night. And I'm sure we'll talk again. This is Matt in Flat Rock, WSAA 780. I'll be standing by.
Roger that. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. My call sign is 448. Not to be confused with Jack, who is 488. I know people mix that up sometimes, but again, great to speak with you. This is WRP 448, Kurt, Groveland Township. I am clear and monitoring.